This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are glad to have you guys with us. We're going to have fun today, Don.
I hope so.
Ava, are you on board with that?
Yes.
I hate having fun. It's horrible. Horrible, horrible. Hey, a lot of cool stuff to talk about. Record muskie in the books, looks like. Hasn't been, quote-unquote, officially made, but boy, let me tell you what. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah,
that story, interesting, out of Ohio. A little talk about deer hunting there as well. And Wisconsin, some things going on. What's going on with the deer hunting and how it's fared so far. That and more when we return with Warm Valley Outdoors. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Oh, Don, people only knew what we talk about off air.
Yeah.
And the crap we give each other.
One of these days we're gonna air it.
Oh, no.
Me cracking the whip.
Yeah.
Let's go, guys.
Yeah. I come out of here bloody sometimes. It's just sad.
So what got on our agenda today?
Don, I think patience is a virtue would be, I think, the active sentence for right now in the outdoors. Everybody's chomping at the bit to get ice fishing. I know the open water is still going for those brave enough to go out. And of course, this last week was gorgeous.
Yeah, very mild for this time
of
year.
So you didn't have to be a tough guy to be out doing any open water fishing.
No.
And I know a couple buddies of mine listen to the show out in the Green Bay area. There's a big... he's a big Green Bay fishing guy. We've been talking back and forth, and he keeps sending me the pictures of the walleye he's eating, and it's just frustrating because I'm like, he's got all these big ones, and, you know, we get some good fish, you know, in the river here, but it's nothing like that out there with the jigging wraps and ripping wraps, and, it's a lot of fun. But you got to be careful coming up now. You got a transition coming on. We've talked about it every year, but now we're going in the backwards freezing scenario. The ice gets honeycombed. You're not going to be going out when you used to, or maybe 2 days prior.
You're referring more to inland lakes at this point.
Inland lakes. Yep. Inland lakes. Any lakes that you're dealing with as a general rule that you could have been out on, and suddenly a reversal in fortune, I think, would be the word.
Yeah. I mean, there's areas of the state in Minnesota. I know had a friend send some pictures from up in Red Lake. They were out on the ice. And you could see people out on there with four-wheelers, which I was shocked at.
You can't fix stupid, Don.
I know it. I mean, I don't believe my buddy was out there. He just walked out with his little, his little clam or whatever.
His walk stick, punch to see where it's at.
And he was showing a nice 20-inch walleye,
Was he showing the 2 inches of ice?
Well, it didn't look very I'll tell you what, you won't find me out there.
No, not a chance. No. So it really comes down to being careful on that side of the fence. And people are addicted to it. You know, right now, this weekend, right now, going on is the St. Paul Ice Show. So a lot of cool stuff going on up there. Oh. And it's ice fishing. I mean, when it's in the blood, where ice fishing's gone in the last 10 years is off the charts,
right?
With all the live, mega live, and all the different transducers that are really able to see where those fish are, as opposed to I'm going to punch 400 million holes and try and track down where they are. Now you can pretty much dial it in,
right? Throw a camera down, see where they're at,
camera or the transducer first, because it reaches so much further than a vision and a camera.
Sure.
And then after that point, then you can figure out where you're at and you need to be. But I'm telling you, it's one of those things where feed the monster, go to St. Paul, the ice show, and jump on that. There's such cool stuff. We talked with Chris Grand Rude from last week up at International Falls. And, you know, he's got all the rods and all the changes in rods instead of these the short sticks with the little tiny stupid, you know. He's and got, now
what
it's...
What do you say, 4 foot rods?
Yeah, a four foot rod.
Yep.
So, and no, not much difference, you know, when you ice fishing, now open water. I mean, I've got a 5 foot that I use for trolling, you know, we're using for lead core and that kind of thing. So there's a, it, it's transitioned between that, the ice houses and the survival suits and everything else. So it's been one of those deals. So I have to say that's one of those strange things. I would say the other strange thing when it comes down to it, you know, going out and fishing, prime example, a lot of guys have gone out in the river here in Red Wing and, you know, the bite wasn't on fire, but the bite transition comes on. You start using stick baits and the stick bait bite just went on fire. And the transitions that happen, you know, so you're looking at cold weather came on and then, you know, you get a little warmer weather and then the bite will change a little bit and then you get the cold and it starts to go on fire again. So these fish are really affected by that and they can be significantly affected by that. So same thing holds true, a story that we've got coming up later in the show regarding a record muskie coming out of northern Minnesota. Or a potential record muskie coming out of northern Minnesota. I have to be careful how I say that's not record apparently yet. But everything when it goes to the feeding time frame right now, feed bag is on. And if you can enjoy, you know, get out there and be comfortable, which we know we've talked about that, that's a big thing, have at it.
You know? Well, the weather's been very conducive to even open water fishing. I know on the river here where it's open yet, I know a lot of friends that have been out on the river and done really well with panfish, you know, sunfish and crappies. And
well, and, you know, as far as the hunting and the deer hunting goes this year, it was unseasonably mild for the most part.
Right.
You know.
No snow.
So, no snow and difficult tracking, you know, those kinds of things go on. But, you know, how did it affect? One indication was out of Madison, the deer hunt for 2021 in Wisconsin is officially in the books, and they compared it to a year ago from the DNR, and they said fewer hunters harvested deer this year throughout the nine-day hunt. Mm-hmm. Preliminary numbers from the DNR in Wisconsin indicate they harvested 175,600 some odd total deer, and a year ago the number was 190,650 some odd deer, so about 8% drop. But a lot of it had to do with weather. It was warm. A lot of the deer don't have to move. They, why would I need to? I'm just hanging out and chilling. That's one of the big changes that comes in, as well as the hunters themselves. You know, it was days where it was 60 degrees, you know.
Right.
And trekking into the woods, you're sweating, working up a sweat. And
hey, I didn't mind.
Acting like a stuck pig when you get, well, yeah, you... And you didn't bring us anything, did you?
I did not.
No.
Beer sticks?
But I did come out of the woods successful.
Yes, you did, which is important. Not successful for Don and I because we still don't have any beer sticks, but that's okay.
Yeah, working on it.
Well, speaking of beer sticks, we're going to have more to chew on when we come back right after these words and more Valley Outdoors.